like they used to be. Scratched.
Yes, welcome to SVR. It's John Barrett here, the old miserable git who had the marine on the seafront. I'm doing a show from just outside of Bridgewater now. And it's modern technology and all that. It should get down to Sidmouth. And Bob will probably do a few bits and pieces with it. And hey presto, we have a show. Now, the last few weeks, you've been thinking, oh my goodness me, he's doing it again. I'm playing lots of Goldie Oldies. Now, today, they are really Goldie Oldies. And reason is, I'm playing this one and making a special effort on it, is because I used to have a pub in Bath, the St. James Wine Vaults, and I used to regularly go down to Milsom's, which was a record shop, but it was a music shop. It had pianos and all these sort of things in it. And I used to go and buy my records in there, bought loads of records there. And the lady who was in charge of it, Maureen, I don't know what her surname was, she sort of let me borrow some of her singles. And this is what you're going to hear today, Maureen singles. And they are incredible. That's the only word for it. They are really good, but you may not like them. But there again, that's what my show's all about. Stuff which is acquired taste. I've got my dogs in here with me today as well. So I've got to really get myself together. And I'll press play. And our usual format, I'll tell you who the person is at the end of the song. And I think all of these were very collectible, actually. These were all 45s, in case you're thinking, God, what's this, a 78? No, they were all genuine 45s. And, what more can I tell you? Not much more, because I'm just going to have to play these. I don't think you will know many of them at all. But I wrote them down, so I should have a good idea what I'm doing for an hour's worth of music. Pure music. And I'll press the button, and we'll see what we're going to get, okay? And as I say, get yourself a cup of tea or coffee. And you can, if you're really old, I hate to say it, even older than me, you will know some of these. But most of the people won't know them at all, won't even have a clue. But we'll play them and indulge. Thank you, Maureen, very much. Here it comes, the first one. Any second now.
We interrupt this concert by the Philharmonic Orchestra to bring you a special news bulletin.
See you later, alligator.
Likewise. Come in, Edward R. Sparrow. This is Edward R. Sparrow. I am about to bring you, for the first time, actual person-to-person communication with another planet. Yes, we have finally established radio contact with Mars and the Martian people. Come in, Mars. Mars, are you there?
Wop, bop, loo, mop, wop, bam, boom.
I say, can you hear me, Mars?
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We gonna rock.
We seem to have interference from the comets. Ah, but now the air is clearing. Come in, Mars. Mars, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Mars?
I hear you knocking.
That can't be Mars. It's on the wrong wavelength. Why, it's another planet pretending it's Mars.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
I'd better check my supersonic, microphonic, polyphonic, diatonic planet selector. Hello, Mars. Can you hear my signal, Mars?
Why don't you write me, darling? Send me a letter.
You don't understand, Mars. I want to talk with you, person to person. Hello, Mars. Is this Mars?
What Mars? This is Television Persia, and you're lousing up our biggest program, Persian to Persian.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Before we came on the air, I had perfect contact with Mars, but there now seems to be atmospheric interference.
Gale?
Storm. Ah, yes. Now it shows on the stratospheric barometer a heavy storm.
Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain.
Wait a minute. There's Venus.
and she's placed herself right between the Earth and Mars.
Venus, this is Ed Sparrow. I'm trying to contact Mars. What's the matter? Don't you like me?
Eddie, my love, I love you so far.
Well, you've got to admit she's a heavenly body, but my job is to find Mars by Jupiter.
You won't find it by Jupiter. Mars is over there, on the other side.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Attention all bald-headed men. When you go to sleep at night, does your head keep slipping off your pillow? When you go bowling, are you embarrassed because friends stick two fingers in your ears? Then why not try Fuzzo? We have a letter here from a satisfied customer in Texas who says, I've been rubbing Fuzzo into my scalp for nigh on 40 years. And man, I want to tell you, I got the hairiest fingertips you ever saw.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
We return you to Edward R. Sparrow and his historic person-to-person contact with Mars.
Hello, Mars. Mars, this is Edward R. Sparrow in New York. Are you there? Hello, Mars.
Sram Tenalp. Sram Tenalp.
Sram Tenalp?
Wencroy? Wencroy?
Wencroy? Oh, I get it. That spells New York backwards. Listen, Mars, I'm getting your signal backwards. Look, is there any way you can spin your planet around on its axis so you're facing the Earth?
Mm. Oh.
She's trying to roll it around. And somebody's helping her.
Oh. You got to roll with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
Roll with me, Henry.
All right.
You better roll it while the rolling is on. Roll on, roll on, roll on.
Everything okay now?
Crazy man. I'm digging your maximum. But I think Henry here is a little hacked over the fact that you're in the act.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do.
Oh, stop flipping, Henry. You're a cool cat, but I just latched me onto a daddy-o that's really out of this world.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
Oh, will you be mine?
Well, that's very sweet of you, miss, but look, millions of Earth inhabitants can hear your voice now, and I'm sure they'd like to know something about Martian customs. For instance, on Mars, what do people eat?
People.
You mean you're cannibalistic?
Mm-hmm. All except rock and roll fans.
What do rock and roll fans eat?
3 squares a day.
And what about your clothing?
Clothing?
Yes. What do girls wear up there on Mars?
Wear? Why, absolutely not.
We interrupt this special news bulletin to bring you a program. We return you now to the concert by the Philharmonic Orchestra.
Yes, it was done by Dave Barry and Sarah Baxter. I'm none the wiser, but it's a good track, wasn't it? Now, you might know this one. I'll put a slider down a little bit here. This is, this was a bit of a hit. I vaguely knew this one. I didn't know many of these tracks at all, but I hope you enjoy them all. Anyway, here we go. I'll tell you what the title is. It's called The Poor People of Paris.
Thank you.
Baxter. That might be his orchestra. Anyway, we'll keep going on and on now.
I'm searching for my old love, a love that no love can replace. I'm looking everywhere and praying you'll be there. I'm searching for my true love, don't want a new love to embrace. I know I'm all to blame. My teardrops feed the flame from city. My poor heart has steadied. It knows I'm living in pain. I dream of the day I'll find you, the day you whisper, dear, that you have been lonely and searching for.
Hilltoppers there, searching. Next one. It's another instrumental.
Thank you.
Teddy. He really interrupted me there. Ted Heath there. And the next one is a comic record. It really is a classic.
Harry. Harry. Oh, not again, Harry. That's the trouble with Harry. He plays this tune. And he plays this tune. And he plays this tune nobody ever could carry. Here it comes again, look out. That's the trouble with Harry. Oh, come on, Harry, play some other song, Harry. Can't fool me. That's the same song again, Harry. People would like to hear Beautiful Dreamer. All right, Harry, that's all. You're fired, Harry. Too late, Harry, you're fired. Get out. Don't take the piano with you, Harry! 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 That's the trouble with Harry.
That was Alf and Harry. No more about them at all. I even had this one record as a 78. But not by these
Robin
people.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood. He called the greatest archers to a tavern on the green. They vowed to help the people of the king. They handled all the trouble on the English country scene. And still found plenty of time to sing. Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood. With a feather in his cap, a fighter never looking for a fight. His bow was always ready and he kept his arrows sharp. He used them to fight for what was right. Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Played the other side as well, because it's the same artist again now. This is instrumental. It's called Lisbon.
Mm-hmm.
Ross and Riddle Orchestra there. And now we haven't. This is an amusing one, this one. I think it's even a hit. Long time ago, though.
Once more, so I rush to your side like the oncoming tide with one burning thought. Will your arm open wide? We're face to face, and as we kiss through an embrace, I can tell, I can feel, you are love, you are real, really mine. The rain, in the dark, in the sun, like the tide at its ebb, I'm at peace in the web.
So don't make them like this anymore, do they? Jerry Colonna there. As I say, it definitely was a bit of a hit. Thank you. Cordell and his orchestra there. Now we're back.
Will it be a hit or a miss?
Well, it'll be a miss.
There's a little beauty in everything you do. Why don't you? There's a little heaven when skies above are blue. Don't be blue. There's a little sunshine in the way the sun will shine. Remember me. If you'll take the time to understand the joys of life, someday you will really understand the joys of life. There's a little beauty in everything you do. Why don't you? Why don't we?
Now it's up to the grand jury, the people who buy 'em, to decide. Now, if you think this record will be a hit, please applaud right now. Thank you. If you think the record will be a miss, please applaud.
They don't make them like that anymore, do they? Alf and Harry there. A little bit of classical now. It definitely is a varied LP I've got here, isn't it? Well, a tape anyway. Melanchini and his orchestra there.
Billie Jean,
got your wah,
wah, wah, wah, wah, wah, wah, wah, wah.
There's a girl around the corner called the yeah, honey. You soon know I call her. You better choose me as your partner. There's a boyfriend around the corner called the butcher's over. She said that butchie make a love that Casanova.
Casanova, butcher's over. But I'm afraid she's better that way.
Hey, but I'm afraid, are you crazy in love? And B. McGregor, are you crazy that way? You choose your partner.
She has your partner.
Made a butcher, a bumblebee is gone. Five times in the eye, she must come three times in the knee.
Five times in the eye, three times in the knee. Butch Dover, Casanova, put him a crazy, he's crazy that way.
Well, if you choose me, honey, no, I will not be a dummy. Hug me, don't you kiss me, kiss me, don't you bite me, and love me, don't you hurt me.
Put him a crazy, he's crazy that way.
These are really old ones, aren't they? I did give you a warning. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying it.
Thank you.
Choir Sisters, better said again. Anyway, I wonder what we've got now.
Why don't you write me, darling? Send me a letter. Tell me you love me, dear. Make me feel better. I love you. Yes, it's you I adore.
You I adore.
When I first met you, darling, I realized that for you only, dear, I had eyes. Please, darling, won't you send me a line?
Send me a line.
I miss you so each day. Although you've gone away, I guess I love you more and more.
Snooky Lanson there, but that was very collectible, but I really didn't have a clue.
There was a boy.
Now this one I do know.
They might have found a world of joy, but she lived on the morning side of the mountain, and he lived on the twilight side of the hill. Twilight side of the hill, full of the rose that never grows without the kiss of the morning dew. And every Jack must have a Jill to know the thrill of a dream that comes true. A kiss away, but you are on the morning side of the mountain, and I am on the twilight side of the hill. For love's a rose that never grows without the kiss of the morning dew. And every Jack must have a Jill to know the thrill of a dream that comes true.
pay. For all we know, our love is just a kiss away. But you are on the morning side of a mountain, and I am on the twilight side of the hill.
Tommy Edwards there. That one I did know vaguely. And this one I should have known. He had a few hits.
When you came along, oh happy was I. When you went away, I thought I would die. Oh baby,
oh baby,
don't leave me this way. You know how much I needed your touch. Maybe I loved you a little too much. Oh baby,
oh baby,
don't leave me this way. I thought you said our love was true, that you love me and I love you, but now you're gone and I am blue. Oh, what am I gonna do? I just can't see why you wanted to go. You knew all along it would hurt me so, baby.
Oh, baby,
don't leave me this way.
Been called Ricky Nelson because it was when he was young, he was called Ricky. Anyway, get on to another one. Hope you're enjoying this show. Very nostalgic, isn't it?
Is it
it possible to love just a dream? So angel by angel, I'll close for today and write you tomorrow.
Clanton there. These must have been very collectible, some of these records. Believe it or not.
I stood watching all night long. I stood watching all night long. I stood watching till you went away.
These aren't very famous, are they? But this person is, or was.
A certain smile, a certain face, suspecting heart on a merry chase. A fleeting glance can say so many lovely things. Suddenly you know why my heart sings. Love a while and
certain smile to hurt your heart again.
We finished off with Johnny Mathis there. He's got a distinctive style, hasn't he? And that really brings me to the end of the show. Just looking up here, yes, it's 55 minutes, so I've got to talk for a moment or two. I hope you enjoyed this show. It's a little bit different, to say the least. It really is. And the stuff I've been playing today, as I said at the beginning of the show, in case you're thinking, why on earth is all this going on, is because I have borrowed all these from the lady who ran Milson's. This is a record shop in Bath, and she kindly lent me the records, and I quickly taped them and took them back. And I don't know why, but I got a whole tape full of this, one side of the tape anyway. And perhaps we'll play a bit more next week. We'll see how it goes. And this is really what community radio is about, isn't it? We do play what we think you will like. Now, obviously, a lot of you youngsters were thinking, oh, blimey, that's really boring. But again, there's not, you know, I do think it's worthwhile doing it. It really is, just to me anyway. And on that note, I shall probably say I'll play the jingle and tell you all about Sid Valley Radio. There's not much more I can tell you, I don't think. No, I won't. So I'll just play the jingle and say thank you once again for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Keep listening to Sid Valley Radio. It's proper community radio.
SCR plays the oldies just like they used to be. Scratched.
If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app, available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.